A ban on TikTok. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. That's on the table as a bipartisan group of senators back a bill that would allow foreign technology to be outlawed in the U.S.
China, most importantly, Russia, Iran, North Korea. They're not going to have our best interests at heart, and they're going to use basically any information they receive in the most detrimental way possible. And it'll come back sooner or later to bite us.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin.
We have to recognize that we face geopolitical adversaries that are serious and threaten our security, our prosperity, and even the peace and freedom that we enjoy.
Utah Republican Mitt Romney. National security experts have accused TikTok, owned by Chinese company ByteDance, of using the app to spy on Americans. And many states have banned state employees from using it on state-owned devices. Two of the four Americans abducted in Matamoros, Mexico, Friday have been found alive and are being treated in Brownsville, Texas.
10 o'clock this morning when Mexican officials confirmed that police had found Latavia McGee and Eric Williams with a wound in his leg in a small house outside Matamoros, rural area. However, Zindel Brown and Shahid Woodward were found dead in a field nearby. A U.S. ambulance brought the two survivors to a medical center here in the U.S. Now, Mexican President Manuel Lopez Obrador says one suspect is in custody, a local guy, 20 years old or so, and they're looking for others.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. A lawsuit filed against the state of Texas on behalf of women they say were harmed by the state's abortion laws.
No one should be forced to wait until they are at death's door to receive health care.
Head of the Center for Reproductive Rights, Nancy Northrup. Texas has a trigger law preventing all abortions, and doctors could face criminal charges if they perform the procedure. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Tensions between China and the United States are on the rise after a new Chinese foreign minister takes office.
He's only a bit more than 2 months in the job, but the new Chinese foreign minister is wasting no time beating up the U.S. In a two-hour-long press conference, King Kang warned the U.S. should change its attitude towards China or conflict and confrontation would follow. He described U.S. relations with China as severely distorted. This followed a speech by his boss, President Xi Jinping, in which he name-checked the U.S. as China's enemy number one. He claimed the U.S. is leading the West in all-round containment, encirclement, and suppression of China, which has brought unprecedented and grave challenges to the nation. Plans for a trip to Beijing by Secretary of State Blinken scuttled by that recent China spy balloon controversy. In London, Greg Malcott, Fox News.
State of Connecticut has sued four gun companies it accuses of mailing illegal firearm parts with no serial numbers to an undercover state investigator. State Attorney General William Tong sued Indy Guns of Orlando, Florida, Steel Fox Firearms of Dillon, Florida, and Hellfire Armory of Wilmington, North Carolina, and AR Industries of Orem, Utah. There are new warnings about eye drops after a recent string of recalls.
The latest eye drop recalls involve ones which may not be sterile, something the Food and Drug Administration warns can result in eye infection and vision loss. Apotex Corp is recalling 6 lots of bromonidine tartrate, ophthalmic solution 0.15%, because cracks have developed in some caps of the solution, distributed nationwide between April of last year and this February 22nd. Also, Pharmedica U.S. Thursday is recalling two lots of Purely Soothing due to non-sterility. Customers asked to immediately stop using the 15% MSM drops, which were sold worldwide.
Fox is Lillian Wu. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.